Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has spellbound you into not obeying the truth? You before whose eyes Jesus Christ was exhibited, crucified among you. I just want to learn this from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law, or by heeding the principle of faith? Are you so foolish? Having started in the Spirit, are you now going to finish in the flesh? Have you suffered so much in vain, if it was in vain at least? So he who provides you with the Spirit, and who works deeds of power among you, is it all by works of the law, or by heeding the principle of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him as righteousness, so know that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, having foreseen that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, proclaimed the gospel beforehand to Abraham, and said, "All the Gentiles will be blessed through you," so that those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For all who are of works of the law are under a curse, for it stands written, "Cursed is everyone who does not remain in all the things written in the book of the law, to do them." But that no one is justified with God by the law is clear, because the righteous shall live by faith. However, the law is not by faith, but the man who does the requirements will live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for our sakes. For it stands written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on wood," this being in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles by Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak humanly. It is just like the way no one annuls or adds to a man's covenant which has been confirmed. Now the promises were made to Abraham and his seed. It does not say, "and to the seeds," as speaking of many, but as speaking of one, "and to your seed," which is Christ. And I say this, the law, which came 430 years afterwards, does not annul a covenant confirmed beforehand by God until Christ, an annulment which would break the promise. For if the inheritance is by the law, it is no longer by a promise. But God has bestowed a gift on Abraham through a promise. What about the law then? It was added on account of transgressions, until the seed should come to him to whom the promise was made. The law having been ratified by angels through the agency of a mediator. Now the mediator is not of one party or the other, but God is one of the parties. Is then the law contrary to the promises of God? Far from it. For if a law had been given which was able to give life, then righteousness really would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded everything under sin, in order that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Whereas before faith had come, we were kept under the law, held in check until the coming principle of faith should be revealed. So as a result, the law became our educator to Christ, in order that we should be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under an educator, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For any of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.